Welcome to Thoreau's Leaves, a podcast dedicated to the celebrated and lesser-known works of Henry David Thoreau. I'm your host, M. Allen Cunningham. October 29th, 1857. There are some things of which I cannot at once tell whether I have dreamed them or they are real, as if they were just, perchance, establishing or else losing a real basis in my world. This is especially the case in the early morning hours, when there is a gradual transition from dreams to waking thoughts, from illusions to actualities, as from darkness, or perchance moon and starlight, to sunlight. Dreams are real, as is the light of the stars and moon, and theirs is said to be a dreamy light. Such early morning thoughts, as I speak of, occupy a debatable ground between dreams and waking thoughts. They are a sort of permanent dream in my mind, at least until we have for some time changed our position from prostrate to erect, and commenced or faced some of the duties of the day. We cannot tell what we have dreamed from what we have actually experienced. This morning, for instance, for the 20th time at least, I thought of that mountain in the easterly part of our town, where no high hill actually is, which once or twice I had ascended, and often allowed my thoughts alone to climb. I now contemplate it in my mind as a familiar thought, which I have surely had for many years from time to time. But whether anything could have reminded me of it in the middle of yesterday, whether I ever before remembered it in broad daylight, I doubt. I can now eke out the vision I had of it this morning with my old and yesterday forgotten dreams. My way up used to lie through a dark and unfrequented wood at its base. I cannot now tell exactly, it was so long ago, under what circumstances I first ascended, only that I shuddered as I went along. I have an indistinct remembrance of having been out overnight alone, and then I steadily ascended along a rocky ridge, half clad with stinted trees, where wild beasts haunted, till I lost myself, quite in the upper air and clouds, seeming to pass an imaginary line which separates a hill, mere earth heaped up, from a mountain, into a subterranean grandeur and sublimity. What distinguishes that summit above the earthy line is that it is unhandseled, awful, grand.